Thank you, Caden. Thank you, Caden. So we've all experienced times in our life where everything just seemed to be going along just fine or going along swimmingly. The future looks bright. We are happy and we are content in our life. We are hopeful and we are joyous at the things that are coming. We are secure in the knowledge that every day from now on is going to be bright and sunny. And then something happens. Something terrible happens that destroys all of that happiness, contentment, hope, and joy that we have been feeling. It's the darkness. Perhaps there was some sort of accident. There's been a fire that has consumed our home, our business, or a house of a loved one. A loved one becomes very sick. An unfavorable prognosis is given. A loved one dies. Now, instead of riding high in life, we come crashing down emotionally, physically, spiritually, and sometimes financially. And we are suddenly surrounded with hopelessness, helplessness, gloom, despair, and tragedy. Now, let's rewind the clock about a week. Jesus is coming in to Jerusalem and the citizens are overjoyed that he is there, and they come out waving palm branches, putting cloaks in the road for him to ride on, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heavens." Everyone's happy to see him. Finally, the promised Messiah is going to come, and he's going to set things right, and he is going to set the people free from their oppression. And yet, just 4 days later, the man the crowds were celebrating was arrested, and those same people that were singing his praise were all of a sudden calling for his death. Now, imagine how the disciples and the other followers of Christ, how they felt during those early morning hours of Friday in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Christ has been praying, where Christ is arrested. And the man that they had believed in, the man that they saw heal the sick, drive out demons, and raise the dead, had been judged, had been scourged, had been beaten to an inch of his life, and finally died, all without doing anything to stop it. And if you don't think Christ could have stopped it, believe me, my friends, he could have. So the Savior is dead, and they are stunned in disbelief about what has happened. They have come crashing down emotionally and spiritually. They are surrounded by hopelessness. What are we going to do now? Christ is dead. Helplessness, gloom, despair, and agony. When Sunday morning comes, like any other morning, it's the day after the Sabbath, and I guarantee that the disciples and his followers weren't very joyous on Saturday. The darkness has descended. more heavily upon them. But Sunday morning comes, the sun slowly peaks over the eastern horizon. People are waking up and they're starting their day. Freed from the Sabbath restrictions on travel, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary get up and they go towards the tomb. They're still aching with sadness, with depression, and with disbelief. They are expecting the tomb to still be sealed, the guards still there, making sure that it stays that way. The authorities didn't want anyone to steal Christ's body and then claim that he had risen. And although the tomb would be sealed and the guards would still be there, I think they just wanted to be close to Jesus to help work through all of the darkness that they were feeling. But then they get there and they find the total opposite of what they were expecting. The stone is rolled away, the guards are gone, and there is an angel sitting on top of that stone. And the angel tells them, "You will not find him here, for he has risen from the dead." Now, can you imagine what the two Marys felt at that point? Probably all of the sadness, all of the depression, and all the disbelief was suddenly gone. The darkness was driven away because the light was shining in their lives. Hope had been born again. All the things that Jesus said would happen did indeed happen. As I stated before, we all have these times of darkness in our lives, time of no hope, no joy, only despair and helplessness. But my friends, let me tell you that we today have something that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary didn't have. We have the knowledge that Christ has risen from the dead. Christ has conquered death. We have the promises that he gave, saying that we would never, ever be alone again. Unlike the disciples and the followers of Jesus, who really had to go through all of those feelings after Christ's death, unlike them, who were probably alone or with other people that really didn't know what to do, we don't have to face the darkness in our lives by ourselves. We can take comfort in the knowledge that even though we are in the middle of darkness, that there is a dawn coming. Whether that dawn is here on earth or it is in heaven above, we know that the dawn will indeed come and it will drive away the darkness in our lives. And knowing that there is a dawn coming helps us to get through whatever it is that we face in this life, no matter how tragic, no matter how grim, we know that we have Jesus and we know that there is a dawn that shall come. First Christian Church's theme for Lent was busy reconnecting with an unhurried God, and over the last, I think it's six Sundays and Ash Wednesday, we had looked at how we take and we pack our lives so full of unnecessary stuff. We're too busy. And how that is a hamper on our relationships because we forget what is important in life. Having human interaction, spending time with friends and with family, even sharing time with the strangers. How important it is to go to our prayer chairs, spend some time reading scripture, praying, talking to God, or sometimes just sitting there and being still and listen. God speaks the loudest when we are silent. Sitting in our prayer chairs or wherever during the day and being reminded of all of the blessings that we do indeed have on this earth, taking time to remember, thank God, and to cherish those blessings. Being reminded of the promise of Jesus, the promises of Jesus. I am with you always and in all things. Cleaning out our lives help us to deal with that darkness that does come. And dealing with it brings about the glorious dawn that again drives away the darkness. Jesus said that he is with us even to the end of the day, the age. Now, if we are supported by a man who came to earth and in his last days suffered physical, mental, and spiritual torture. If the man who supports us experienced the total weight of the absence of God the Father, and he rose again, if this man is supporting us, then we can make it through all of the darkness and reach the dawn. Amen.